KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Check out the new power tools from Bosch at the Home Depot Home Improvement Area at Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, February 20th through the 22nd at the Plano Center. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Save.
The time is 3:56. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We are out at the Cape Buffalo Grill today in far north Dallas. A very frequent Friday port of call for us, and a place we really enjoy doing a show from, because this is a wonderful place. They have many TVs up around the area. They are all in fine form today.
I would describe this, Ron, as a cool, comfortable place.
Yes. And if I were the type of guy to go to places like this, I would go here a lot, and I would dig it, and I'll bet you would, too.
I would. You're absolutely right. You know, the good thing about it is you can come here and experience the sports bar,
mm-hmm.
but you don't get that bad sports bar food. You get great food.
No, you get wonderful food units here at the Cape Buffalo Grill.
You know, normally when you go to a sports bar, you know what you get? You get a chicken sandwich or a burger and French fries.
Right.
And that's it. Not here. They've actually got desserts here.
And they have live twist combos Friday and Saturday night. I believe the Pictures are performing here tonight. And then tomorrow night, you can check out La Freak. Always fun. La Freak. So check out the Cape Buffalo Grill, and probably a good thing for you to do would be to get an early start on it. Come out here and see us, because, hey, you know those very foxy ticket chicks we promised?
Here.
They have arrived, and ooh la la, fellas.
Hello.
All right, so you want more Valentine's talk, or you want to do something else here, Danny? I mean, weren't you wondering what everybody's doing for Valentine's?
I'd like to know.
Okay. What are you doing for Valentine's, Grego?
Playing cards.
That's good.
Attaboy.
I respect that.
It's my night. Play cards on my night off.
You're not going to hang out with some broad?
No. Cards.
Well, now, tonight's card night, isn't it?
And tomorrow night. It's a double night. One in Dallas, one in Fort Worth. Double card night.
Attaboy.
How about you, Cobra?
Nothing.
Come on.
No. Nothing.
Cobra.
Sunday, we're going to go eat breakfast and maybe go see a movie, and that's it. Go hang out with the dogs at the lake or something.
Go eat breakfast?
Yeah, go eat brunch or something like that.
It's gay.
Yeah, I know. Nothing.
You going to have a mimosa?
Maybe.
A nice Bellini?
Maybe. Michael?
You like Bellinis?
There is nobody in the world that likes mimosas.
I've never had a Bellini.
Girls do.
Somebody made that by accident.
There's nothing wrong with a mimosa.
Orange juice and champagne?
That's not so bad.
Why don't you just drink gin and water?
I don't mind the mimosa.
Oh, my God. Somebody made that by mistake and passed it off. That's the most ridiculous drink ever.
Nothing wrong with it.
Putting juice in wine?
Nothing wrong with it. It's not bad.
God.
There's nothing wrong with a good, well-made mimosa.
I'd rather drink mule pee.
I'd rather pull that. What are you doing, Michael?
Well, tomorrow night we are chartering a plane.
Here we go.
How come you can't take anything seriously, yet everybody else does? But yet here you come chartering a plane.
How do you know I'm not?
You know, I don't. You got me there. But I'm betting right now. I'm putting my $100 bill down right here. Corby, you want to match it?
Oh, yeah.
You do not charter a plane.
We are chartering a plane, and we are flying to Turner Falls for a romantic interlude.
Turner Falls, Oklahoma. Hopefully you'll see the scenic lookout that is so highly advertised as you drive up I-35.
That's where we drove
when
I was in driver's ed.
Turner Falls?
Drove to Turner Falls, went swimming, and drove back, and that was the end of it.
That was driver's ed?
That was it, the whole time.
Wow. Well, good. We have big things planned.
That's a big lie.
What?
What?
No, Reiner. You're not
Turner Falls?
Turner freaking Falls.
How do you know? How do you know?
He's got you, Danny, because you don't know.
I can prove it tomorrow.
How?
Not now.
How?
Because I'm going to track you. You're a story I'm going to continue to track.
All right, you track.
What are you doing,
brother?
Danny?
Nothing.
Oh, you, okay. I love these big
boy. I do too.
No, he's
I do
not.
Too.
You know, anybody that's got a girlfriend or a
nothing.
Wife. Nothing.
Yeah, this big defiant nothing.
Danny asked me earlier in the week. He's like, "What are you doing for Valentine's Day?" He was getting panicky. And I was like, "You know what? We're probably doing nothing." And today he told me, and there's no reason he would have to lie to me.
Nope. I told Corby in confidence.
He said that we have to rehearse. His band has to rehearse for the next couple of nights. And he told his wife, his wife's like, "That's fine." She's like, "I don't care about Valentine's Day anyway. Maybe we can go see a movie or something on Sunday."
How about that?
That's it.
That's a good wife.
Yeah.
She's if well, it's true.
She's well-trained, Greg. Let's just put
if
it that way.
It's true.
I believe him.
You know, we could track him, too.
Yeah.
I'll have you're going to track me to my for my Turner Falls adventure.
Can't even say it. I can't believe you got it out the first time. I give you credit for getting out the first time.
I want to know what Kevin Scott's doing.
I want to know what Kevin Scott's doing, too.
Kevin Scott.
Doing Kevin, for... you got big plans for Valentine's?
There will be a dinner cooked for Valentine's Day by some other people that we'll be attending.
Oh, a dinner,
dinner
party.
Dinner party.
A dinner party.
Are you serious?
A nice couple's dinner party,
preceded by 6 hours of ticket sports Saturday. The Valentine's Day special,
well, you'll
of
be
course.
You'll be beat to high holy hell.
Yeah, pretty much.
How many couples?
I think there'll be three or four.
And you hate all of them?
No, I really like them. Hey, this takes the onus off me.
I don't have to screw
with anything. I don't have to mess with the dinner. I don't have to mess with reservations.
You know what? I don't like dinner parties.
I hate them.
If it takes the pressure off me, if it takes the work off of me, then that's great. All I have to do is get off work at 6 o'clock, go home, change, start drinking.
I don't like dinner parties because other people are there.
Dinner parties make me uncomfortable. Because you're in somebody's house. And I don't like to go to other people's houses.
And they're always...
God, can you imagine? Here is Kevin Scott with a dinner party to go to
Kevin
after
Scott.
A six-hour show with Dick Hicks.
You're going to see the lashes across his back. He's going to be whipped so bad.
That could be worse. I could go to the dinner party with Dick Hicks.
True.
Oh, that would just be suicidal.
You think Dick Hicks is going to be very motivated for Ticket Sports Saturday tomorrow? You think there's a lot of stuff that he's going to be very fired up about talking about?
Well, when's he ever been motivated for that? You talk about a guy that mails it in.
Will he bring Cletus and Slim up and breastfeed him?
I don't think he's able to do that. I think they can all go through the motions, but I don't think it's very productive him to do it.
Well, he wears his overalls with the one tank top sleeve, you know? And they're just kind of gnawing at his nipples.
Does he lactate nicotine juice?
Lactates tar. Lactates Budweiser.
Yeah, one nipple's a Bud tap and the other one's a nicotine tap.
And NASCAR tire dust.
What?
What about you, Psycho?
I'm going to Cleburne.
With Bernie X?
Yep, that's right.
Is she your girlfriend yet?
Not yet, no.
Do you want her to be?
Not really.
Is that the new destination for lovers, Cleburne?
Pretty much.
What are y'all going to do in Cleburne? Does she live there or something?
No, I just made that up, actually.
Let's say, what the hell is there to do in Cleburne?
Nothing.
So you're following up on my Turner Falls story with that, huh?
Pretty much.
Okay. All right, well, you want to do some e-news next?
Yeah, you remember what Kat said during the break.
I don't care what Kat said.
Pot fest in the history of the world this summer.
On the ticket.